Troubleshooting packs are one of the most useful features of Windows 7 for IT departments and ISVs, and they're really easy to make. First, let me show an example of using one. I'm going to hobble my system by turning off my sound. Now I'm going to try to play a song. Hey, what's wrong? Why can't I hear anything? Well, if I right-click on this little flag here and click Troubleshoot a Problem, I get a selection of troubleshooters built into Windows. I'll click on Troubleshoot Audio Playback and let Windows find and fix the problem for me. In a second, I'm going to show an example of building one of these, but for a moment, just think about the users you support in your typical support process. Usually, you learn to ask a bunch of questions about the environment, and then you change system settings based on what you learn. More often than not, these questions can be automated. Having users run a troubleshooting pack like this is a heck of a lot easier than talking through a bunch of challenging technical questions. Hey, what do you know? My sound is back up. The troubleshooter fixed it for me. All right. After this wraps up, I'm going to show how easy it is to make a troubleshooting pack. I'm going to borrow an example from my friend Rafael Rivera at withinwindows.com, Bing Troubleshooting Pack Crash Course, and you'll find the example. To create a troubleshooting pack, I'll need the Troubleshooting Pack Designer, which is part of the Windows 7 SDK. So just Bing Windows 7 SDK to find it, download it, and install it. I just used all the defaults. It also includes .NET 3.5 SP1. It took me about 20 minutes to install, but I've sped that up considerably here. Troubleshooting packs use PowerShell, so if you haven't done any PowerShell development, find a primer and learn the basics to that. Let's fire up the Troubleshooting Pack Designer. To develop troubleshooting packs, you're going to need to follow the directions in the help file to set up your computer properly. First, open a PowerShell command line as administrator and set your execution policy to unrestricted for development. Second, go to the folder where tspdesigner.exe was installed and run testmodesetup.ps1. You only have to do this once, and then you'll be all set for creating troubleshooting packs on this machine. Before we design a troubleshooting pack, let's look at one I created earlier. Troubleshooting packs are made up of root causes, which are problems that you can identify and potentially fix. Each root cause can have two or three PowerShell scripts associated with it, a troubleshooter script, a resolver, and a verifier, which might be able to reuse the troubleshooter script. The troubleshooting framework of Windows 7 gives you a nice, consistent user interface to show as these scripts are executed. So for this contrived example, I'm going to say the user expects his calculator to be in the programmer view when he opens it. Turns out the default view of calculator is stored in the registry. When you close calculator, that view is saved. So for whatever reason, one day our user opens calculator and it doesn't look right. It's in standard mode, not programmer mode. What do I do? Let's write a troubleshooting pack to fix this. I create a new project, call it Calculator Troubleshooter. Use a general name because you can fix more than one problem by adding more root causes. I'll enter a description. You'll see where this shows up in the UI when we test this. And I must put in a privacy URL. I create a root cause and fill in the name and description. Remember, you might have multiple root causes in a single troubleshooter. I think of these as the preconditions of my system that must be met in order for a given application to run. The troubleshooting pack tests the precondition and restores them if they're broken. Click Next and define the detection aspect of my root cause. I don't require any elevated privileges and I don't require user interaction. If you need to ask the user questions, there are ways you can do this here. Next, I define the resolver, how to fix the problem detected for this root cause. I don't need any elevation or interactions. Next, I define the verifier. And yes, I can reuse the troubleshooter script, which means I'm only going to have to edit two scripts. Now I can edit the scripts. Clicking on one brings up the PowerShell integrated scripting environment. I happen to be quite fond of it. This is the troubleshooter script. There's a skeleton that makes it so all I have to do is add my detection logic. In this case, I'm checking a registry key. That's it. Then I open the resolver script. To fix the problem, I set the registry key. Now I can test the troubleshooter. Reminder, the calculator is opening in standard mode. Now I hit the play button to test. And the very first time I test a troubleshooting pack on my machine, it asks to use a temporary signing certificate for development. Go ahead and do that, but remember that you're going to have to sign this for real when you deploy. Then I can run the troubleshooter. And it said it fixed it. So I open calculator. Ta-da, it's fixed. The calculator's in programmer mode. This is a contrived example, but think about how useful this can be for support. Anytime you find a problem that's likely to be repeated, write a troubleshooter. Most solutions involve applications from multiple companies with complicated dependencies. Troubleshooting packs help you decouple that dependency checking logic from any specific application. So let's compile now and look at the files produced. Here's the cab that you deploy to your users. You can just run that cab, and the user interface comes up. The calculator is currently fixed, so no problems found. Again, before you deploy, don't forget to go to Project Options and then specify a real certificate. Hope you found this demo useful, and I hope you add troubleshooting packs to your toolbox.